101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:23. Good morning. 48 degrees in downtown Wadena. And we're joined on a Monday with Wadena Mayor George Dice. He joins us live in studio on our Mondays with the mayor. Great to have you back in studio and get to chat with you here this morning. What the heck is going on in your world? What's been going on?
Man, this summer has been just crazy in Wadena. It seemed like every weekend there was something going on, all the way right up to the we just had the zombie run and the zombie crawl, and now we're going into Halloween and going to have a pub crawl then. And so, yeah, just a lot of neat stuff. And with fall approaching, we know winter's right behind, and I just want to remind everybody about that hated parking ordinance goes into place November 1st. Even odd parking, remember it. It starts at midnight of the day. So if it's the 10th of November when you go to bed, the next day is the 11th, and so you park on an odd side. So just keep. We had a few people that thought, well, it was 10. It was an even day when I went to bed, but it starts at midnight. So just to keep that in mind. Pinewood Estates, I know a lot of people have heard about that, the new development that's out behind Homecrest. We had the open house a couple, 3 weeks ago. Sold several lots. Looks like that's going to be a really neat addition to Wadena. Got some interest in an apartment complex out there, some duplexes out there, and some single-family homes. So that's going to be kind of cool, too.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked a little bit with Dean Uselman of the Wadena Development Authority, but from your perspective at the city, when you were approached and kind of heard about this idea, kind of what did you guys do on the city level, and kind of what was what went into making Pinewood Estates happen?
So it was kind of a big deal as far as everything that had to be done. Of course, the lots were purchased on a foreclosure by the county, and we had them for a while trying to figure out what we were going to do, trying to figure out how we were going to pay for the infrastructure. Came up with kind of a neat idea where we got the taxing authorities of the area, the county, the city, and the school board to work together. It's not a tax abatement for the people that bought the property. They still have to pay their taxes. But instead of that revenue going to the other taxing entities, they all decided to let that go to pay for the infrastructure.
Sure.
So the people are getting lots, pretty reasonably priced lots, and they won't have special assessments because the taxes will pay that off. So the more lots we sell, the more buildings that get built, the quicker it'll get paid off, and then it'll go back onto the normal tax rolls.
Awesome. And, you know, just to see this kind of development, to see in Wadena the option to build new houses and have the lots and, like you said, apartment buildings and duplexes, how exciting is that to have kind of that newer wing kind of come into the town?
It's very exciting. I mean, it's tough to find a place to live. And it's a very nice development. I mean, you're in the country, but you're not in the country. Some beautiful trees back there and stuff. It's kind of quiet, kind of secluded. I compare it to where I live on the west end of town. We're kind of in the same thing. It's kind of like rural living in the city. And I think a lot of people look for that.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the hustle and bustle, it's kind of a laid-back, nice place to live.
Yeah, exactly. George, what else is going on in Wadena?
Tonight we've got a meeting. It's the final layout for Highway 10. There'll be a public open house for the first few minutes of the meeting. Comments can be in and everything, and then the city's got to decide if we're going to accept the layout that we have worked months to get. So,
and for those who don't know, just talk about that layout if you can, and quickly, and kind of just what goes into tonight's meeting.
Okay, so the final layout is a lot of people have. If you haven't gone to the MnDOT website, you should. It's got everything on there. I know there's been a lot of confusion through this whole process, but MnDOT has really done a good job of keeping people appraised to the changes in the layout if they would go to the MnDOT site. So on each end of town, Harry and Rich Drive and the Otter Tail Wadena County line where the hospital road is, there'll be roundabouts there. Inside the city limits, it'll be a four-lane. Everybody who's saying about, well, they're going to tear it all up. No, actually, when they did the work in the city here a few years ago, they made it wide enough all the way out to just past the fairgrounds, so where that section will stay. That just gets restriped, and so then there'll be both directions the other way. It'll be a four lane. Worked a lot with businesses. I know there's a lot of businesses that no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to give them everything, but we did the best we could do to please everybody.
All right. And one more time, where could people go if they want to see that and if they want to do that, help out like you were talking about earlier?
So if you want to see the layout, you can come tonight. We'll have a big layout of it. If you want to just go to you can Google MnDOT Wadena. You'll see all three projects, the Highway 10, the Highway 29, and the Highway 71 projects are all be there. Speaking of the last two, we'll be starting some open houses and stuff coming up in the next few months on to explain to the public how that is going to work out and stuff too. So,
all right. Awesome. George, anything else going on?
Lots of stuff's going on. So from the city part, of course, one thing that happens with cities is people have been employed a long time at the city, which we've got a lot of long-term employees. You've got people that are reaching the point where they're going to retire. And so our finance director, Lloyd Lance, after many, many years, is going to retire after the first of the year. So right now we're actively looking for a new finance director. Again, you go to the website, you'll see the requirements of the job. Joe Peluso, our long-term, just a great guy, golf course superintendent. He is leaving in June. So within the next few weeks, we hope to have that job posted with the requirements and everything going up. On the volunteer end of it, Planning Commission. As of a couple, 3 months ago, we needed three positions. I'm not sure if any of them or all of them are filled, but again, check with probably your best contact there would be Dean at WDA and see if there's still openings there. If there is, it's a great deal to volunteer and do some stuff for your city. Speaking of which, leads me into the next one. There will be stringing lights in Burlington Northern Park by the depot and stuff this Thursday at 9 a.m. Dan Sartell, Luther Nervig, and Ron Griman are kind of the spearheads of it.
Sure.
So get there to help them. I mentioned the city website quite a bit about where you can find things. We're actually in the process of getting a new website, so hopefully in the next month or so that'll get launched. So that's kind of cool. The Veterans Park, there's a tank out there for anybody who hasn't been out there. I was out there the day they rolled it off the truck, so that's kind of cool. Tapley Park Playground, the groundwork is all done. I don't know how much construction will get done yet this year, but hopefully right away in the spring they'll get that up and going for the little ones to play on. Mahubeatwa, they're moving from their location on Main Street into what was the old physical therapy building across just north of Fresh Trees. And so they made that move. So there'll be another building that is open on Main Street that maybe something will move into. We just got an appraisal back on the old library building. So we hopefully move forward on getting that for sale and stuff. And maybe can get something into there.
All right.
So yeah, like a whirlwind of stuff.
A whole bunch of stuff at the desk of Wadena Mayor George Dice. And by the way, I should note, you did like a Dan's Chili last month at the Chili Cook-Off.
Yep.
So we got your seal of approval on that one. That was important to us.
Yeah,
so.
And that's another neat deal. The different flavors and stuff just lights up your taste buds.
Wadena Mayor George Dice joining us in studio. George, great to talk with you. We'll let you get going and have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, CJ.
Any part of this interview that you missed, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.